Hi, I tried to make this audio boo yesterday. It turned out I was doing a slightly shorter walk yesterday because of lack of time. And the route that I chose was very, very busy and there were lots of people around, so I had to keep on stopping and starting it, and it just got messy. So I decided to scrap it and start again. I'm in the van this time. I'm not actually walking yet. It's very, very windy out there today. So what I've decided to do is to do my audio boo from the van and then go out for my walk. It's, you know, the weather's not bad enough that I'm not going to walk. I wanted to talk about the healthcare reform vote and some of the repercussions. There's been some crazy stuff going on with violence and threats of violence and even gunshots. And it's just getting crazy. The situation is just suddenly out of control. And I was talking about it on my Facebook page. And a few of my Facebook friends had sort of posted comments, and it sort of led to a bit of a discussion about it. And we were trying to work out, you know, why this has happened. And I mean, there are lots of reasons, I think, contributing factors, including some on the Republican side just, you know, riling up this lunatic fringe. But I think one of the factors involved is the fact that we don't discuss politics anymore, not face to face. You know, there was a time, especially in Britain, where you used to go to the pub and you used to talk about politics, and people don't anymore, or many people don't. And I think a lot of it is that they're afraid to, you know, offend friends of theirs. Some of it may be the fact that, you know, there are a lack of these places like bars and things that people go to anymore. People are not meeting face to face as much. But I do think that, you know, one of the keys is actually doing that. Talking, not being afraid to talk about politics. You know, yes, if it devolves into something personal, then that's not a good thing. But talking about the issues, you know, lively debate. There's absolutely nothing wrong with lively debate. And I think one of the important things, one of my friends commented on, is trying to understand the other side a little bit more. You know, even if you don't agree with them, try to kind of understand their viewpoints. And I think that's definitely key. And I think also, you know, another friend of mine mentioned that there is some skill involved with actually asking questions that are not just going to lead people to just, you know, spout off the standard sound bites that cut, you know, from Fox News and what have you. But I think if we don't talk about politics, I think the politicians are going to, you know, ride roughshod all over us, because we're just getting spoon-fed with stuff from the popular media.